Beth Robbins' first book, A Grief Sublime, begins with the moment she is informed of her husband's sudden death in a car accident. Her navigation of grief becomes a hero's journey and ultimately leads to rediscovery. Her style brings readers into the direct and immediate experience of deep tragedy as well as literature. Robbins enters into conversation with Keats and Whitman, Melville, and Dickinson, discovering through these writers that grief has amplified life's spectrum, welcoming her into the realm of literature where imagination meets experience in new and profound ways. The story is ultimately hopeful and transcendent, transforming despair into a new experience of life and a recognition of the love that remains after death. Beth Robbins is a longtime English and drama teacher at the Berkshire Waldorf High School in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. The new book is A Grief Sublime. We also welcome to the program our friend and the wonderful actor Karen Allen, who read the audiobook of this, and it's a great pleasure to welcome both Karen and Beth to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you both here.
Thanks so much,
Thank
Joe.
You.
It's good to be here.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voices. Beth, let us begin with you of how you knew that you wanted to take on this project. It's one thing to do it for yourself. It's another to share it with the outside world. I'm interested in whether you deal with the grief through this or you deal with the grief and then you do this.
Oh, that's very interesting. After Steve died, a friend of mine had suggested that I journal. And I've always been someone who journaled, and so I found the journaling very helpful. I had no intention or expectation that I would write a book, but I have been working towards a degree through Breadloaf School of English at Middlebury College. And the summer after Steve died, it was less than a year after he died, I was studying the romantic poets, and I was having experiences of the literature in a way that really astonished me. And I had asked the professor that was teaching the course if I could have a different way of negotiating or working with the material that we were studying. And she said yes. And it was that yes that actually led to the book that I ended up writing. But to answer your other question, which is, it's a great question. No one's ever asked that before. I was in the middle of grief when I was writing, but the book that I ended up writing is very much a crafted book.
Well, when it comes to the conversation with the great writers, were you searching for something from them as a result of dealing with that grief?
I wasn't consciously searching for anything, but it was an unconscious inspiration and connection that I was experiencing through reading their work. I mean, reading Walt Whitman, where he speaks about death as not an end, but another form of existence, was powerfully important for me to read. And it was especially John Keats's work, though, that was the most moving to me. And his lines from Ode to a Nightingale, though the dull brain perplexes and retards already with thee, those lines became a mantra for me. I guess I was looking for it, but not consciously.
And when you find it and you read it, is it a balm, a salve that comes in realizing that there is a universal nature, of course, to grief and loss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've always been passionate about literature, especially the romantic poets. But my experience after Steve's death was that this was more than an intellectual appreciation or an emotional appreciation. It was somehow sustenance in the most profound way.
Karen, how did you come to this project of reading the audiobook?
Well, I go pretty far back with Steve and Beth. Their oldest son was in school with my son when they were probably four, five, 6 years old. So as families, we were friends and knew each other, how far, that would be 25 years ago, I guess. And our relationship, as all relationships, you know, do with families, we kind of saw each other for periods of time, and then, you know, there would be gaps where we wouldn't see each other, and the kids grew up, and there were all these kind of cross-hatchings, and I was often would see Steve on the streets in Great Barrington, and we'd stop and chat, and I was devastated when I heard he had been killed in this car accident, and devastated for Beth and her three children, and when she asked me if I would read the book, and then if I would read the book with the thought to reading it on the CD, and I read the book and was so very, very moved by it and wanted very much to be a part of it.
I'm curious, Beth, of what it's like to hear it read, not from your voice, but from another voice.
That was one of the most surprising aspects of this whole project, because I had never heard it read to me. And there I was in the studio when Karen was reading it, and I found myself being told my story from another voice, and it was really wrenching. It was another level of healing for me, actually, and it was a tremendous gift. It allowed me to see that the book had a life outside of my own, outside of me and my children and people who might know and like me. I somehow heard it, and I have to give Karen a real shout out. She, it's not an easy book to read because of some kind of voices that I engage in, and she just did the most extraordinary job. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Karen, I obviously, as an actor, you're always trying to get it right. But what is it like when the person that you're reading about and is sitting right there in the studio with you?
You know, there were a lot of things about reading the book that felt very challenging in a lot of ways. It's written in such a beautifully poetic way, and there are a lot of different voices that Beth engages, you know, in the writing of this book. And she and I spent some time together just talking about the book before I went into the studio. And, you know, I just felt I wanted to enter into her experience as much as I could. And, you know, I suppose, you know, there's nothing you want more than to do a book, particularly a book like this, you know, justice, you know, to really kind of find a way to convey her experience, you know, as well as you can through, you know, a reading in a little booth. But I was very, it was very meaningful to me that she was there, because we could stop every now and then and I could say, you know, am I getting it right? Is this, you know, is this, can we go back and take another? And she was often, you know, she and the producer of the CD, you know, they were extremely supportive, and we worked together, the three of us, very, very well. I know when they first came to me, she said something about us being able to do it in 4 hours, and I said, you know, I think we need some more time. And in the end, we actually spent, you know, the better part of 2 days working on it, which I thought was, you know, the right amount of time to really, you know, take, to not feel like I'm, you know, there are some books you could sit down and read through in 4 hours, you know, the telling of a tale. But this one really deserved, you know, it needed more time to come into its own fullness.
Beth, now that the book is out in both print form and the audio book, what is it like to have it out in the world?
That's a tough one to answer. It's surreal. It sounds like that's a bit of a cliche answer, but it's such a raw, I'm so raw in my my telling of the story. Mm-hmm. It's kind of amazing to me at times to think that I've released it, because I've always wanted to write and publish. That's been my greatest desire, and now I have, and it's the most painful experience that I've ever had in my life that I'm sharing. But along with that, what I've realized is that the story allows for me to have conversations and make connections with people in a way that I never had been able to before. And I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunities that are coming along with it and the conversations that I'm having with people.
Beth Robbins is a longtime English and drama teacher at the Berkshire Waldorf High School in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Her new book is A Grief Sublime. The wonderful actor Karen Allen reads the audiobook. Karen, Beth, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the project, and I thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Beth Robbins is the author of the new book, A Grief Sublime. Karen Allen reads the audiobook. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.